Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Lights Up with Taylor Andrews. As always, I am Taylor Andrews. I wanted to take today to talk a little bit about Dungeons and Dragons Funny Sided Tavern. Oh my God, what a lovely show. So, it closed yesterday at time of recording. I am recording this on May 12th, 2025. It closed on May 11th, 2025, heartbreakingly, although they are planning to go on tour, which I am very, very glad about. I saw it on April 26th. And oh my God, it's such a phenomenal show. I really, really love that they brought improv to Broadway. I don't know if that's ever been done before. I fear I'm not like an expert on like what shows have been there for X, Y, and Z years. But I really love improv. For a little background on me, my community theater had a high school improv troupe called Crazy Eights Improv Troupe. And so I was in it from freshman to senior year. I absolutely loved it. Our director was amazing. They literally were like a second family to me. We met once a week for an hour, and then if we had a show, which we had a one show every like 3 to 4 months, so about four shows a year. Every show was also like an hour long. And I love improv, guys. Literally what I looked forward to going to through most of high school, no matter how bad a week was, it was okay because every Thursday I had improv for an hour. I also think improv is something that every actor should have to do. Because one of my professors in my class, I thought this was beautiful too. He says all well said, I guess. I'm gonna have him again, but like it is summertime. But he would say all the time, acting should be improvising with a script. You have to know your lines so you can unknow your lines. And I think that's also beautiful because people do go see shows to feel like they're like looking into someone's actual life through this like invisible fourth wall, you know, like you go to see theater to see truth. And so I really love the idea that to act is to improvise with given text. I think that's such a cool way of looking at it. And yeah, so I'm just like, I'm a huge improv nerd. Doing it for 4 years has made me love it, but it's also made me realize what an important skill it is to have. Because especially with live theater, when you're doing the same show night after night after night, things don't always go correctly. And so the beautiful thing about improv is you're learning to just put yourself out there, speak truthfully what comes to mind, and roll with it. And that is such a good skill to have in a show because when something goes wrong, you have to have the confidence to be able to keep going. And sometimes the easiest way to keep going is not to just be like, oh, well, you missed a line, I'll just say my next line. I can't think of the specific examples off the top of my head anymore, but I've had, no, yes, I can. I did All in the Timing my freshman year of high school. I really loved that play. I was in the Universal Language. For people who don't know that, All in the Timing is a bunch of one-act plays, and you can perform as many of them as you want. And so the Universal Language is about two characters, both named Dawn. Male Dawn is Don, female Dawn is Dawn. And so, male Dawn is a con man who invented a fake language to get money from people. And then, female Dawn, who I played, comes in, is like this underconfident woman. She has a stutter, doesn't really know what to do. And so, she's like, I want to give this a try. I want to like be able to communicate how I feel, what I think, without having to like worry about my stutter. And so, we're doing the show one night, and I jumped and skipped half of the scene. I was so upset when I got off stage, but I jumped lines like crazy. So what I said sort of like it made sense, but it had us have to skip like half of the scene to keep making sense. That is a form of improvising because my scene partner rolled with it. He was just like, okay, let's keep going. Like you jump to this line, I'll just say the next line after it. We'll just keep going. No one in the audience even noticed. I noticed. Obviously, because I knew the script, but that's what's kind of so powerful about being able to improv when you need to in a scripted play is that when things do go wrong, the audience doesn't know, because that's something that's kind of important. Nobody wants to be the actor that like someone with them forgot a line or skipped a line and you just kind of stand there and freeze and look at each other awkwardly. Nobody wants that. And so, yeah, guys, improv is so amazing. 20 Sided Tavern, oh my God, guys, such a phenomenal show. And it was just so cool seeing it because as much as I love improv, excuse me, I also love D&D. I love tabletop games. You know, D&D is the first tabletop game that I played. It is not the one I'm playing currently. I'm playing Vampire the Masquerade. If anybody's interested in knowing what tabletop game I'm playing, I really love it. But Dungeons and Dragons is just so fun. There's a reason theater kids are drawn to this game, and it's because it's role playing. You get to act, you get to play a character, you get to embody a character, and what's cool about it is you're choosing your character. You don't choose all the situations they get into, but you're literally saying, I want to play this person who came from this place and acts in this manner. And what I love about tabletop games is they're also a form of improv, and they are also a form of acting. And so not only do I love it because it's like, it's the same reason I love acting. I love getting to step into the shoes of somebody else and live this different life and do these different things. But what I also love about it is that it really does, in my opinion, strengthen your acting skills, A, to do improv, B, to play tabletop games. I think both are so incredibly useful, actually, if you want to be an actor, because you're tapping into these different emotions. I found it easier to tap into some of my emotions and internalize with a tabletop game sometimes than as opposed to acting with a script. And part of that is like I personally get very invested in my tabletop characters. But there's something so beautiful being able to sit down at a table with your friends for a few hours. Sometimes it's three, sometimes it's eight, maybe it's two. And to just create this world and these realistic characters with depth and souls and meaning. Because that is also kind of what acting is you're showing this audience a new world and you're creating these characters with depth and soul and meaning. And so I truly appreciate 20 Sided Tavern for being a thing and for running in New York and for being something that I had the opportunity to see because it was so amazing. So yeah, I am gonna get off my pedestal a little bit about it, but anybody who might be listening who's like, I want to act, I want to perform, take improv classes, join an improv troupe, do something with improv, because it has improved my skills tenfold. As much as my freshman year of college being in acting classes improved my skills, which did a lot, being in shows, being in classes improved my skills a lot. Doing improv also helps me improve so insanely much going from like throughout my high school career. It gives you a confidence that you don't have. It gives you confidence in looking stupid sometimes. I have done some of the stupidest stuff I have ever done on stage in front of an audience for my improv troupe. But it was amazing. And it taught me that I don't always have to look glamorous and perfect. And that there's also merit and a coolness in acting of just looking like an idiot sometimes and making a fool of yourself. And not even making a fool of yourself, because nobody's like judging like that when they go to see you perform or go to see improv. Yes, it feels foolish, but it translates so well on stage. And I think it's so important to have the ability to go out and do something where it's, I might feel a little silly doing this, I might feel a little stupid doing this. But I'm gonna do it anyway. Because that's the commitment that's needed to perform. So, to talk about 20 Sided Tavern a bit more specifically, I went and saw it on April 26th, as I said. There was some really cool things about it. I love how interactive it was. Improv is always interactive because you have to ask the audience for prompts, because otherwise you're gonna know what you're going out doing. Even if it's like, oh, we have a hat of the same 5, 15 prompts we use. After a while, you start drawing the same things. So, for starters, they had a poll system that you could use on your phone. So cool. You watch as like the votes come in, And you're like voting for things, and it's like determining what characters the actors play on stage. It determines certain actions they take, which attack they do. That was super cool. You get a sticker when you go to the show, which I love. It's on my laptop right now. But you either get a barbarian, trickster, or spellcaster sticker, and you select which sticker you were given in your program, and you vote for that character's specific actions. So there's broad stuff that everyone votes on, and then it's like, oh, the spellcaster's either gonna do this attack or this attack. All of our spellcasters in the audience choose which one they do. I thought that was so cool. I think that's something else that I love about improv is it's so interactive with the audience. Because it's so cool to go to a show and be like, wow, I actually personally contributed something to that, sitting in my chair doing nothing. Because I also think that's some of the charm of Putnam County Spelling Bee, is that a lot of the time they bring up audience members and it's like, wow, like the person that was sitting two rows behind me contributed something to this show and got to be a part of it. That is so cool. But anyway, so we had such a good cast because there's always three characters you get to choose from for the characters to play, for the actors to play. My party when I went was a frat guy barbarian, which was my favorite thing ever. I'm heavily considering playing that in a D&D campaign I might be playing soon because Becca, who played the barbarian, which by the way, this was like one of Becca's first times, I believe, being in the show. Like, her family was there. She was so funny and so good, and she just played the role so well. And so, yeah, so we had a frat boy barbarian, a old lady grandma spellcaster, and a quote-unquote real wizard, who was our trickster, who was a supposed wizard whose wand was a butterfly knife with a star taped to it, and had to spend the entire time trying to convince people that he could do magic and that he was a real wizard. So I just think what I also appreciated about it is anybody that plays tabletop games know that the stupidest hijinks ensue. I am a player in one game right now. I am running another game right now. From both sides of the table, players do the stupidest shit, and it is hilarious. Hilarious. Love it. And a lot of that energy was brought into the show. Like, these are clearly people who play D&D with their friends and were like, I want to bring that energy. And I love that too. Because when you're like, there's the improv elements of like, the audience got to be included. And like, we got to name different NPCs and we got to help determine what the big bad evil guy was at the end. That is so cool. But also, like, it felt true and genuine to the D&D experience as well. And so that was just really cool. I really enjoyed that. And so our party, they fought two old ladies at one point. Utterly obliterated them. Literally walked away from combat. And then the spellcaster grandma was like, wait, I didn't even get to do anything. And they returned and literally like incinerated these women. It was hilarious. And so they're on this quest. They're employed by this wizard to collect different relics to take down this like evil mist possessive thing. Excuse me, sorry, I'm getting over being sick. Don't mind me. I don't even know if I can explain like what it was, but it was like this like dark entity that could like possess things. It actually ended up being like a fluffy evil Batman. It was really funny. But I just loved this show so much, guys. And they're rolling dice throughout the whole show, so that's also determining how well some things go. So sometimes they're like, I have to persuade this character that this thing is happening. Also, this show had so many nat ones. They had like five or six natural ones and one singular natural 20. So for people who aren't D&D players, a natural one, when you roll a d20, a 20-sided dice, a natural one is a critical failure, meaning even if you had like multipliers, even if you had like a plus five or whatever, what you tried to do fails in the worst possible way. There is no recovering from a nat one, a critical failure. It is the one thing that you do not want to see. So on the inverse, a natural 20, a nat 20 is like, you're praying for it with every role because you succeed so amazingly that it's like, how did you even do that coolly? How did you even do that so skillfully? So that was also really cool. So we had a lot of nat ones being rolled. I think we got 2 to 3 in a row at one point, which was also crazy. But it's just 20-sided tavern is such a fun experience that I really, really love, guys. I will get off my yapping pedestal because I could talk about tabletop gaming and improv literally forever. Literally forever. But I know it's hitting Chicago at some point. I don't know where else it's touring to, but I highly recommend that you go see this show. And I know that a lot of things that I've talked about, I've ended the episode by being like, oh my gosh, I highly recommend you go see this, go see it. But, I'm a theater nerd. I love theater. I love live theater. I love performance. I really love dance. I actually haven't gotten to experience dance as much, but I do love it. And so, to me, I've just been in such a period of artistic fulfillment. I love being able to go to the theater as often as I have and seeing all of these shows that I enjoy, that I love, that make me think, that make me laugh, that almost make me cry. I say almost because I'm not a crier. It takes a lot to make me cry. But, like, yeah. I highly, highly recommend if it comes to your area that you go see 20-Sided Tavern. What was also so fascinating to it about me is that I'm not used to being in the audience for improv. I have seen from the audience improv exactly once. And it was Whose Line Is It Anyway? It went to a theater about an hour from where I live. And so my improv troupe was like, let's all go together and go see it. Also hilarious. Also so funny, so hilarious. But to me, because I have done improv for 4 years because it's something that's been so important to me. I've done improv for 4 years. I ran it for a full year at my school at our theater club meetings. It's something that I do hold near and dear to my heart. And so it's just really, really cool to get to see such a big scale performance of it and get to go to an improv show that just has such good vibes. There's such good vibes at 20-Sided Tavern, and that's another reason that I seriously, seriously think that you guys need to go see it. But all right. Yeah, I will leave this here. Go see her when she's touring. And thank you so much for listening.